In this new episode of the IoT Show, we have Aditi, and she's coming back to talk about the Time Series Insights integration and usage into the remote monitoring solution accelerators. Hi, everyone. Thanks for watching the IoT Show. I'm Olivier, your host. I have Aditi with me today.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
So can you tell us a bit what are you doing at Microsoft, which team you're from?
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about a topic, which is using time series insights into the remote monitoring solution accelerator, right?
Sounds good.
First, who are you?
My name's Aditi, and I'm a program manager on the Azure IoT Solution Accelerators team.
Okay.
So I work on remote monitoring.
Okay, and so remote monitoring, for those who don't know, is a solution that comes pre-deployed, like a few clicks on your Azure subscription, and you have a set of past services that are deployed for you, and you have a ready-to-go, all-customizable solution. In that case, for doing remote monitoring, we have other solution accelerators. We're going to focus on this one.
Yep.
And as you'll see, it comes loaded with tons of feature. And it benefits from and leverages other features, other services, actually, that we have, such as Azure Maps, which you can see the map here, but also Time Series Insights.
Exactly.
What is it? What is Time Series Insights?
So Time Series Insights allows you to analyze, visualize, and explore your data at a larger scale. So with IoT assets, you're sending lots of data. You have multiple streams across different locations.
Okay.
And Time Series Insights enables you to visualize that time series data and correlate different streams together so you can potentially see if there's any correlations or patterns or trends over time.
Okay. So in the case of the remote monitoring solution, data comes in through IoT Hub, goes into Time Series Insights, right? And then we're using what actually to visualize that into the solution?
We're using the Time Series Insights Explorer.
Okay.
So that's part of the Time Series Insights product.
Got it. And you're also using some of the JavaScript libraries, right, to display the data in the actual solution.
Exactly. Down in the telemetry panel, these charts here are powered by the Time Series Insights libraries.
Got it. And so basically, it's just a library. You point it at the right set of data, displays the type of chart you choose, and so forth. Awesome. And you wanted to show us the Explorer. There's that link, Explorer in Time Series Insights.
Yeah, so the reason we integrated Time Series Insights into remote monitoring is because today, currently, you have remote monitoring, you have some alerts that get triggered, and you're kind of left to your own methods right now to say, why did this alert occur? How can I prevent it from happening in the future?
Yeah.
So what Time Series Insights can do is help you understand right in your browser maybe why this happened and how you could actually fix it for the future.
Okay. Well, let's do that.
Cool. So for this demo, let's imagine I'm an operator at Contoso, which is a company that has a couple of delivery trucks that make scheduled deliveries on a daily basis.
Okay.
The trucks send telemetry like altitude, speed, longitude, latitude, and temperature of the assets that they're carrying.
Okay.
So right now we're looking at all devices, but let's filter this down to just the trucks so that we can see what's going on with the delivery trucks.
Okay.
And if we scroll down to the telemetry panel, we see altitude by default. But if we take a look at temperature, you can see that this is varying over time.
Yep.
And you can also see here in the alerts pane that we've triggered an alert for lower than normal cargo temperature.
Okay.
So now I'm going to use Time Series Insights and try and explore this and see maybe why this is happening.
Okay.
So if I click on this link here, it's going to bring me to the Time Series Insights Explorer.
Got it.
And I just want to mention here that the deployer of the solution is the only one who has permission to see this data by default when you first launch the solution.
Okay.
So that person is responsible for adding people into the Time Series Insights data access policy in addition so that they can also see the telemetry in the Explorer.
All ties back into the fact that it can leverage RBAC infrastructure into remote monitoring seamlessly.
So if we look at the Time Series Insights Explorer, we see all my devices populated here. But let's go back to that same view that I was looking in remote monitoring. So I'm going to filter here for delivery truck. And then here I'm going to add a label. I want to look at temperature first.
Okay.
So I'm going to select a measure equals temperature.
Okay.
And this is the exact same data that you were actually seeing in that chart in remote monitoring.
Mm-hmm.
So now I want to take a look at these low points and see what's happening. So one thing I can do is actually zoom in on this data point to really see second by second what's happening. So I'll right click, click zoom, and boom, you have a better breakdown yep. of this is the exact second that alert was triggered.
Okay.
The next thing I'm going to do is try and figure out why this happened. So I'm going to add in some more streams that are coming from
okay.
the truck and see if I can maybe see any patterns or
you're
correlations.
Trying to correlate like, this temperature data with the other
yeah.
data. Okay.
So if I click this add button.
And I suppose data could be coming from your solution somewhere else, other sensors, other devices, but it could come from somewhere else as well, right?
Yes. Yeah, so one thing I could even do is if I had more delivery trucks here, mm-hmm. I could look at all the delivery trucks and, I'm, and
yep.
I'm, if there's any patterns between those, that
okay.
would show up here
makes
as
sense.
Well.
Okay.
So if I go here, now I'm going to take a look at altitude. Because I know my truck was sending altitude telemetry.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm going to choose altitude and split this by the device ID.
Okay.
So that it splits by the trucks.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can see these orange lines here mm-hmm. are showing the altitude.
Yep.
And you can see that they're definitely not the same between both trucks.
Yep, yep, the two trucks. No, but actually I can see a correlation with temperature now.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So when the altitude goes high, the temperature goes low. So it looks like this is maybe why this is happening.
Yep.
What's funny is that I told the trucks to take the same delivery route, so I'm surprised
okay.
that the altitude is varying on one truck versus the other.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to gut check my assumption that maybe they took different routes and add in the longitude stream into here as well.
Unless they went on the same route on two parallel dimensions.
Maybe. Then I need to have another conversation with them. So let's add in longitude also. And again, I'm going to click measure longitude and split
okay.
by the device ID.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have the third stream added, and indeed, there's definitely
there's
different longitudes going on.
Two trucks. Okay.
I guess it's not that weird if you think about it, because things happen like traffic or
yeah.
accidents, and
makes
maybe
sense.
One truck really needed to optimize, and I should really allow for my trucks to be able
yep.
to optimize to get the delivery there on
yep.
time.
But at least you came down to the bottom of the reason why temperature went down, and you're able to actually take measures.
Yes. So now that I've seen that altitude seems to be really affecting my
yep.
temperature, I'm actually going to go back into remote monitoring
okay.
and learn from this experience and set a rule in remote monitoring
mm-hmm.
that will tell me if the altitude goes above a certain height.
Okay, so that way you have a different trigger and you can adapt your solution based on that.
Yes, exactly. So if I go back to remote monitoring, click on the rules tab, I can apply a new rule to the truck and say that the altitude is too high.
Okay.
And say the altitude is above 350 feet.
Okay.
Click on my trucks, add an average calculation. It's probably not
okay.
important for
yeah. Yeah, because the truck might be actually going
up and down
on the
some
road,
hills.
Up and down some hills.
For 1 minute.
Okay.
And enter altitude greater than 350 feet.
Okay. And it's going to be a critical alert.
And then I will click
new
apply.
Reports.
And
perfect.
Boom, now I have a new alert here. So this way, I can not only make sure the temperature is great, but if the altitude, which
yep.
is certainly heavily correlated, as we saw, goes above a certain height, then we will know as well.
Awesome. So like seamless integration of Time Series Insight into remote monitoring solution accelerator, and actually not line of code.
Yes.
To do that integration,
mm-hmm.
you got it out of the box, and you could dive into that data thanks to TSI.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Aditi. That
Thank
was a
you.
Nice demo. Thanks for watching the IoT Show. Don't forget to subscribe.
Thanks.